Tuesdays are the busiest night of the week at Bob's Pizza in downtown Evanston, said General Manager Mike Hayashi. That's because Tuesdays are trivia nights, where patrons compete for gift cards and free drinks.
Every week we're packed. Usually have to turn away a few dozen people, unfortunately. But it's our busiest dining room night, and a lot of energy.
As an avid Jeopardy fan and a former member of my high school's Quiz Bowl team, I wanted to see what the hype was all about. So I recruited a group of friends to go play some trivia. We heard tables go quickly, so around 5:30, my friend Evie and I showed up to secure our seats. When we first got there, it was next to empty. Classic rock was playing over the speakers, and a few groups were dining or sitting at the bar. Not long after we sat down, though, groups began to file in.
So we're here at Bob's. It is about 6:15. People are starting to file in. We got here around 5:30, and it was pretty empty.
Evie and I did some homework while we waited for trivia to start, and we discussed our team strategy for the night.
What do you think your best subject is?
I think traditional French cooking techniques, ancient Rome, Project Runway.
Looking around the room, I saw plenty of other students working on laptops and reading books as they held down their tables. By 7 o'clock, the dining room was almost full, and Hayashi was turning people away at the door.
Okay, so it's about 7 o'clock. It's an hour before trivia is starting, and things have definitely picked up in energy. The music is louder, less classic rock, and people are really filling in.
The soundtrack had switched from soft classic rock to loud 90s hip-hop, and every table seemed to be gearing up for the main event. Around 7:15, the third member of our team showed up.
Julia, what do you think your biggest contribution to the team is going to be tonight?
My science expertise.
What's a boolean?
As a true or false value.
Our team was looking strong so far. Three more teammates showed up around 7:30.
What are you going to contribute to the team?
I think I'm just a generalist on the team. I have a lot of random knowledge.
I think I can really contribute with my sports knowledge.
Hopefully good vibes.
We ordered some pizza and did some practice questions before the round started.
Which country produces the most coffee in the world?
Brazil.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's Brazil.
Finally, at 8 p.m., it was time to get started.
We are playing bar trivia. It's totally going to come in. We are going to play cash prizes tonight.
That's trivia moderator Matt Bird. Bob's Trivia is run by Gopher It Entertainment in Aurora, Illinois. They provide all the questions except for the music round, which Bird writes himself. The format of Bob's Trivia is 6 rounds of 3 questions and 1 toss-up, plus a round of 10 Name That Tune questions. The first 3 questions in each round are traditional trivia questions, and teams choose a point value for each one. For instance, in the first round, the options for point values were 1, 2, and 3 points. The toss-ups are questions with numbers as the answers, like...
How much money did the Spice Girls earn in 1998? Enough for them to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
The answer was $49 million, and we were off by a lot. After each question, there's a song that is supposed to give a hint at the answer, like Miss You Much by Janet Jackson, which was a hint for a question with the answer Mississippi. There's a 15-minute halftime, and the event runs for about 2.5 hours. The main rule of the game is that no phones are allowed.
Put your cell phones away, put them in your pocket or upside down on the table.
Right before halftime was the song round. The host played clips of 10 songs that all had something in common. The theme this week was mononymous artists, like Adele, Shakira, and Prince. By the end of halftime, we were losing steam, but we were still having fun. At this point, we were tied for 12th place out of about 35 teams with 59 points. There were 3 more rounds of questions followed by a final Jeopardy-style round where teams could wager between 0 and 40 points. This is the only question of the night where teams can lose points. Unfortunately, the final question was outside of our team's wheelhouse and age demographic.
Category is video games. The question. In the original Pac-Man arcade game, what item is worth 5,000 points if eaten by Pac-Man?
We had no idea.
A star, maybe? All right,
it could be like a star. It could be like a non-star.
Like a moon.
The answer was a key. We still finished strong, though, with 100 points, which landed us in 8th place.
We got 8th place. Yeah.
We got 8th place, and I was really happy about that.
I talked to Bird on my way out. He said his favorite trivia question is which state is closest to Africa. The answer is Maine. From Bob's in Evanston, I'm Catherine Odom, WNUR News.